Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack, owner of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you shared a video on your Facebook page recently as comparing American breakfast to the breakfast that people have in other countries, and I guess mostly in Europe. And according to the video, we don't compare so favorably.
Yeah, our comparison to the amount of sugar that we're taking in on our breakfasts is really what's out of balance.
Well, so for example, in this video, in Sweden, a common breakfast is eggs and caviar spread. Now, let me just say to that, yuck.
That's not something that we would be used to eating for sure.
Caviar spread.
But
no thanks.
However, there is a particular mindset now that where people are realizing that a boiled egg in the morning is so beneficial to them. And a lot of people are switching to that in America.
Would a boiled egg be better than, say, I get the, you know, omelet with a lot of butter in one, but would boiled eggs be better than scrambled eggs? Just...
Well, the boiled egg isn't going to have any kind of oil in it at all.
Yeah.
And you're getting the whole egg. And in the scrambled egg, you're sometimes people put milk
sure.
in it and heavy
certainly,
cream.
And some butter and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Iceland, fruit and nuts mixed with yogurt. Okay.
I love that one.
Yeah. In Spain, an example was olive oil and tomatoes on toast.
Actually, I really love that one, too. And it is something that my husband and I do at home. We love it.
Really, olive yeah. oil and tomatoes onto you toast, obviously. So the whole thing is put in the toaster, and you kind of
yeah. It's usually on a baguette. We use sourdough bread for when we do it. But you know, your olive oil, when you have a pure olive oil, it's very, very health beneficial.
You ever heard of the full Irish breakfast?
Oh, tell me about it.
Full Irish breakfast. I've had the full Irish breakfast. Bacon, sausages, and these are big, you know, greasy sausages, black and white pudding. I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure I'll want to know. They have a thing called blood pudding. I don't want to know about it, but there it is. Eggs, vegetables, and potatoes, all fried in creamery butter.
Ooh.
Homemade Irish soda or brown bread. That's the full Irish.
Well,
bread.
See, I'm from Irish descent, so my stature would make sense with that, man.
Well, me too. And that we traveled, and that was the typical thing you would get at the bed and breakfast in the morning. And Ireland is supposed to be part of Europe, is why I bring this up. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, and we're talking about a video comparing American breakfast to breakfast around the world, in particular in Europe. And so the point is that in America, we treat breakfast too often like dessert.
Yeah, exactly, because some of the demonstrations that it gave, you know, the maple syrup that we're putting on our pancakes, it's 33 grams of sugar. And for an adult man, the recommendation is 9 teaspoons of sugar, and for a female, it's about 6 teaspoons of sugar they should be taking in daily. But we're consuming double that, if not triple.
Mm-hmm. So a high concentration of sugar that would be enough for the entire day, if not more. For
right.
the entire day. Now, again, so I'm not sure in this video that the presumption is that everybody's having a big stack of pancakes every morning or 6 donuts. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case. That's certainly not true of myself. But
yeah, and not of me either. And not mostly with the people that I hang with either. We're more of the fruit and the nuts.
But I will say, I've never seen a donut shop go out of business.
Oh, exactly. You know, and if you see them, they're always
packed. They're busy. So they do well. I suspect that as big a problem in the U.S. is people who don't eat breakfast at all.
Yeah, and that's sad too, because it has just as much damaging effect on the brain as it does in having too much sugar. And our children really need to have a balanced breakfast when they're going to be expected to sit and learn during the day.
So do you buy into the notion that breakfast is the most important meal?
I do. I agree. And it doesn't have to be a meal like yogurt and fruit and nuts. It's more like a snack. It's something to get the body going, but it also gets that brain nourished.
Mm-hmm. So if in Europe their breakfast is so much better than in the United States, are their life expectancies higher, their rate of disease lower?
Some of the disease are lower, depending on if you look at each one. Some of them have lower risk of cancer. However, in certain parts, their life expectancy isn't higher. We actually have a higher life expectancy. But is that based on diet or are medical.
Right. Well, there's there's all kinds of factors that come into play with that,
and your genetics is going to play a big part in how you're processing this food too, because we've talked about that before.
Sure.
You know?
Well, before we get up from the table, I think I'll have the full stack.
Well, I'll pass on the donut and have the yogurt.
Okay. Velvet, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with
us again.
Thank you. And it's our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.